How much does it mean to you to not allow something else in this world to have power over you? In one of my first podcasts, and also at the beginning of this particular Lent series, I shared with you how I was so addicted to Diet Coke. And when I thought about what I could sacrifice for God, like He sacrificed His life for us, but I had to sacrifice something that actually meant something to me, something that either I was addicted to or, you know, it just seemed to have that power over me. So I decided to give up Diet Coke, and that was in the spring of 2009. I haven't had any Diet Coke since. I decided I didn't want anything in this world to have power over me. I am to have power over it. So in our last day of this series, day 40, entitled No Power Against Me, we're going to talk about those very things. Today, I also want us to understand, for those of you who may not, truly what the crucifixion was about. Today, our scripture reading comes from John chapter 19, verses 10 and 11, and it says, "Then Pilate said to him, 'Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?' Jesus answered, and he said, 'You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin.'" So this is our book, Think Like Jesus, 40 Days to Creating a Miracle Mindset by Chad Gonzalez. And he says, Jesus stands before Pilate with one last opportunity to save himself. By this point, Jesus has been severely beaten, whipped, and had a crown of massive thorns pushed down upon and through his scalp. With a body covered in bruises, blood, and exposed flesh, Jesus still stands before Pilate with an attitude of dominion. That is so powerful. Can you imagine? And that is our God. Pilate says to Jesus, "Do you know that I have the power to crucify you or set you free?" Jesus' response is breathtaking. Jesus says, "You have no power against me." Remember in John 10, Jesus said, "No one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again." No one from this earth had anything over Jesus. No man could kill Jesus unless Jesus gave them the power to do so. No sickness, no disease, no human being could take Jesus out unless he gave them permission. If this is the case for Jesus, guess what? This is also the case for you and I. Why? Because you've heard him say, "I have given you power and authority, that you can tread on scorpions and that you can do the things which Jesus had done." It says it clearly in the Bible. We have been made in the image of God and sent from heaven to this earth. God lives within us and works through us. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to us. We have been given the name of Jesus, the name that is above all, at which everything must bow. We have been seated with Christ at the very right hand, the right hand of God, far above all the principality, the power, the might, and dominion. We have been made alive together with Christ, complete in Him, united with the Father, and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Nothing shall by any means harm us without our permission. And you know what that means? That means those powers of your words that I have been telling you about. There is life and death in the power of your words. So be careful and be thoughtful of what you speak over yourself and over others. We should stand as Jesus did before every demonic force on this earth and stare down at them and with absolute, complete dominion as their master and their slave. I'm talking about us. We have been made to reign as kings in this life. It's time to represent our King Jesus. Confession for today is nothing in this world has power over me because I am not of this world. Our scripture reading for today comes from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 14. And again, I'm reading to you from the Message version, and it begins by saying, when death becomes life. So what do we do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and we left there for good? This is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we began and we entered into a new country of grace, a new life in the new land. That's what happens in baptism into life of Jesus. That's what it means. When we are lowered into the water, it's like the burial of Jesus. When we're raised up out of the water, it is like the resurrection of Jesus. Each of us is raised up, raised into a light-filled world by our Father so that we can see where we're going into our new grace-sovereign country. Could it be any clearer? Our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin-miserable life, no longer captive to sin's demands. What we believe is this. If we get included in Christ's sin-conquering death, we also get included in his life-saving resurrection. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, it was a signal of the end of death as the end. Never again will death have that last word. Jesus died. He took his sin down on him, but alive he brings God down to us. From now on, think of it this way. Sin speaks a death language that means nothing to you. God speaks your mother's tongue, and you hang on every word. You are dead to sin and alive to God. That's what Jesus did. I know that you see sickness, illness, death all around you. But you need to start renewing your mind in Christ and thinking the way that he tells you to. Every answer you need is in the Bible. He tells you that your body is a temple of God, so take care of it and trust in him. Chad Gonzalez is on a mission to help the church elevate its standards to that of Jesus himself. It is his heart for the church to awaken to who they are and manifest heaven on the earth as true children of God. With a strong emphasis on one's identity in Christ and healing, Chad declares the word of God with great boldness and without compromise. As a result, miraculous healings are common in his ministry, including blind eyes, deaf ears, tumors dissolved, chronic diseases healed, short bones growing out, and so much more. For more information about this ministry and to view available ministry and books, please visit chadgonzalez.com, facebook.com/ChadGonzalez Ministries, and on YouTube.com, Chad Gonzalez Ministries. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this series and continue on being encouraged by Chad and listening to Chad. I have several of his books, and I'm in the process of reading another, and it is just so encouraging to me. Chad's ministry has helped me to understand and see many great things in this life I have with Christ. And because of it, I have been able to feel and see my health improve and my belief to continue to improve. I hope that you will too. I will be announcing my next series, and it is going to be on my own miracles that I will be sharing with you, and scriptures and things that I feel like that will help you and help you to grow and help things to happen in your life. That will take place this next week, immediately after this series. It'll be a very short series, but it'll be vitally important. I appreciate y'all for coming here and listening to my podcast. I ask that you please like, share, subscribe. All of these things really, truly help. Did you know that you at least have to have 1,000 downloads a month in order to be sponsored by most social media platforms? And so I really need your help. And I appreciate any kind of insight you can give me on the things that you would like to hear and know more about. Know that I pray for you, know that I care about you, and know that I love you. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.